Give me, let's start with you, Joshua, your overall opinion of what the Internal Revenue Service is doing in September, and that is using private debt collectors to pick up some of the debt.
Well, you really hit the nail on the head. House Bill 1169 is going to be attached to the budget proposals by George Bush. And what's going to happen is there's going to be thousands of consumer accounts and back taxes, typically small accounts, that are going to be handed over to the private debt collection side. And the funny thing about it is there's really only going to be a handful, about 10 collection agencies to be exact, that are going to benefit from this. And what's going to happen is these are going to be handed over to the private side and be collected upon like any other type of a past due bill. There's been great concern as far as the added consumer abuses that are going to happen, as well as various other types of invasion of privacy claims that might be happening by handing these accounts that are typically held by the government over to private collectors.
See, and as you know, over the last couple of years, the IRS, which has been under fire for the way they've handled and treated taxpayers and Americans, they've kind of slowed down a little bit. They've backed down a little bit. They've tried to become more user-friendly. By going in this direction, Robert, I think that these collection agencies are going to be unscrupulous, tough. I mean, we just heard the clip that you provided us. I mean, this guy was unbelievable.
No, I agree. As a matter of fact, debt collectors are far from user friendly. They are very interested in only one thing, which is to get the money. As a matter of fact, one of the problems that we see all the time is that the debt collectors are so focused on getting the money, they really have no interest in whether or not the person actually owes it or whether or not they're abusing people. They abuse people constantly. The tape that you just heard, that's one tape of many that we have in our office. And I have to say, it's unfortunate, but it's a fairly common thing for debt collectors to abuse debtors. As a matter of fact, the ACA, the American Collectors Association, is real fond of saying that that these abuses only take place occasionally. But the truth is, from our experience anyway, almost all debt collectors are abusive at one point or another, and many of them, they're abusive as a regular course of business.
Without arguing the merits of whether the Internal Revenue Service should continue the way it's functioning now, whether we should go to a different kind of a tax system, you know, Americans pay their taxes, and those that don't, I'm sure they're not getting the sympathy of so many people who pay all their taxes. But that's not the issue. The issue here is what rights do people have as Americans? How much privacy do they have? You know, do they have to be harassed and basically embarrassed to pay their bills? Maybe they can't pay their bills. And I'm just afraid that these private collection companies will do whatever they have to do to get their percent, to get their commission.
Well, that's what they're going to do. And one of the things that's kind of interesting about this program that they're introducing is that the debt collectors are going to collect approximately 25% of everything they collect. Now, the reason that they claim that that's needed is in order to have an incentive for the debt collectors to go out and try to collect this money. What's interesting, though, is typically a debt collector for private debts only collects about 3%. They only pay about 3% for the debt. So when the government is handing these over for 25%, they're really giving it away.
Now, also, the IRS has levy and garnishment rights. What's going to happen with those, with these private debt collectors? I mean, are these people going to threaten Americans with levy, you know, hitting their bank accounts and hitting their, their checks, their checkbooks and you know, their salaries? Are they going to have that authority?
Well, I don't think so. My understanding is that they are still going to be regulated by a very powerful law, a federal law. It's called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. It's a law that we use a lot in our firm. Fortunately, at least at this point, it looks like the debt collectors will be regulated by that law. You could probably compare this to student loans that are out right now. Debt collectors are allowed to collect on student loans, government-insured student loans, but they are still covered by the FDCPA.
Now, I'm going to play a short clip that you gave us, Joshua and Robert, of a collection company that sounds like they tried to trick people in believing that they're a form of the government. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we play the short clip? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Sure, I do. This clip comes from a fairly large collection agency, deals mostly in collecting auto loans. And one of the tactics they decided to use was to create this this recording, and it gave the false impression that the consumer was being investigated for some type of fraud, or that some type of government agency was actually behind the collection activity. And really, how we got this message were more than one consumer contacted our office and told us that they felt they were being investigated by the government. And to be honest with you, at first glance, when we looked at this, we thought it was from a government agency. and only upon further review and investigation through the litigation that we filed, we found out it was actually a private firm that was masquerading as the government.
All right, well, let's listen to this clip.
You have reached the Western Regional Headquarters for the Office of Special Investigations, Task Force for Financial Crimes Prevention. If this call is an emergency, hang up now and dial 911. This call may be monitored or recorded. If you know the department or extension of the person you want to contact, enter it now. To reach an operator, press 0. At the tone, please say the name of the agent you want to contact. If you don't know the name of the agent, say operator. State your name and case number if applicable.
Gentlemen, if I got that kind of call, I'd say, well, who do I pay? I'll send the check in now. I mean, that scares the heck out of you.
Absolutely. And then this call came from a single mother of three who was really just trying to make ends meet. You know, her spouse that left her and left with the vehicle, and she was left to pay the bills.
Oh, my.
It was just terrible.
Now, whatever happened to this agency or to this message? Is it still around?
My understanding is this message is not. After this this message became public, more than one government agency, regulatory agency, came down on this debt collector and began a criminal investigation, which is still ongoing.
See, what I see this entire picture of being is, again, it's just a slap in the face to Americans who are getting it from every different direction. And, you know, and here's still something else, which goes into effect apparently in September. I think people are going to go nuts over this thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, they probably are. They probably, as a matter of fact, I think you're going to see a lot of abuse on this. I think you have to remember, too, that Congress just kind of pulled the rug out from under consumers with the bankruptcy laws, so a lot of people are finding themselves deeper and deeper in debt and no way out. And now this leaves an opportunity for the debt collectors to jump in, and they can also jump in on your taxes now, too.